Yeah, it should be fine. Hallelujah. Is everyone all right?
Yes.
Good to see you this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Wow, where do we start from? Let's pray. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, because Father, who else deserves the glory? Who else deserves the honor? The voices of men will rise and voices of men will fall, but your voice will forever live on. Father, we thank you that today it is not about me, it is not about anything else, but it is about your kingdom. We thank you for these people, precious people that are seated before your presence. May you cause them to feast from your table, to drink from your cup. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. One day, I was in a room like this. It was a bare room that afternoon because I was just finished polishing the floors. I was getting ready the church building for a Sunday service. So you can work out what my job was. I was a cleaner that was working at the church. Because at the church where I was, where Pastor Nick and Pastor Erica at that time were my pastors, we had a preschool which was being sponsored by Sika, was it? Yeah? And as we were, that week as we were preparing for everything that we needed to do, it was a Friday afternoon, I was ready polishing the floors and so on and so forth. I had cleaned and worked very hard that afternoon, you know. So the children had gone out of the building. They were waiting for their parents to come and pick them up after their classes. So each time they went outside, then I had to come in and begin to clean the place and prepare the place for Sunday service. I was in one of the corners of the church and just about to finish. I don't know whether you know about this story. I was just about to finish polishing, and then all of a sudden, a little boy ran from outside where they were playing in the mud with very dirty shoes. The boy kept running right across where I just finished polishing. Man, my heart was almost torn. Because at that point, my strength had gone. I had given it all that I could. And I was ready to call it a day. And then all of a sudden, this boy just runs and the whole place just became muddy. I sat down, grieved in my heart, and said, "Lord, is this all the best that you have for me?" And then in that moment, the Lord spoke a word to me from the book of Matthew, chapter 6. Are you in the book of Matthew? Matthew is in the New Testament, you know. Chapter 2, verse 6. And the Lord said to me that, you know, just the way you have been grieved to see these floors messed up, the way you have felt so bad that these floors that you have done everything that you can to clean, and then all of a sudden it has been messed up. This is how I feel concerning my people, whom I have created in my own image and after my own likeness. After all that I have given and done, the enemy's desire is to mess their lives up, to destroy them. And I have done this deliberately because what I wanted to show you was the fact that just as you are cleaning this floor, I have called you to go and clean the hearts of men with all the work and the years that you have spent in this place. This is what I was bringing you to, so that you may know and understand what I have called you for. And then he gave me this scripture here that I'm going to read to you. By the way, I didn't prepare this. My sermon is here, but we were praying this morning, and the Lord said something different. Amen. So I just want to talk to you this morning. Amen. Praise God. How many minutes have I got? Five? Praise the Lord. So the Bible, it took me to Matthew chapter 2, I'll start from verse 1. It says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, during the time of the king of Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. Verse 5. In Bethlehem, Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. You, Bethlehem, Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall be born a king that will shepherd my people Israel. This is the same word. You may not have been a cleaner like myself. You may not have been in a place or in a dark place where I have been. But God somehow, somewhere has seen your journey. And this morning, this is what he desires you to know. that even before you were born or knitted in your mother's womb, he knew your name. Yeah. He chose you. Regardless of how you were born or which family you were born in, regardless of what may have happened or not happened in your life, this one thing that God gave us this assignment this morning to come and do is to let you know that God has got his eyes on you. You may not fit in what society desires you to fit in. You as a church may not sound like what society is desiring you to sound. You may not walk like they desire you to walk like. But one thing is this, that even before you were born in your mother's womb, God ordained you to be a voice for the nations. God has done everything he could in order to make you be what he has desired you to be. So this morning, his cry, his desire is that you may begin to understand that this God has fashioned every cry that you cry, every tear that you have shed, God has seen it. God has seen it. Maybe you are there wondering, I don't even know how to read scripture. I don't even know how to pray. I don't even know where to start from. But this one thing that God wants you to know, that before the foundations of the earth, he chose you. He separated you and set you apart. With everything within you and about you, God has purposefully made it available to you. So no matter where you are today, he is calling you. He is calling you. Will you hear his voice today? Will you say yes to his will? Because the greatest treasure you can ever possess in this life is nothing else but to follow the will of God for your life. All other things will come and go. But when you come to a place where you can say yes to nothing else but the will of God for your life, you may live long or live a short life, but however long you may live on the face of the earth, if only you will be able to say yes to the will of God, you will have lived and lived indeed. The day that I said yes to the will of God in my life has never been the same again. Not because I have got money, because I don't. Not because I've got anything else that this world may count to be the measure as the measure of life or success in life. But this one thing I plead with you, this one thing, if only you can find it for yourself, the will of God for your life. That afternoon, as for me, when I heard him say, I have called you, and though you may be the least among the people of this city, yet out of you there shall be born a king who will shepherd my people Israel. From that moment, my life has never been the same again. Your life will never be the same again. Your family will never be the same again. Your children's children will never be the same again, if only you can say yes to the will of God. The will of God will give you purpose for your life. The will of God will show you how to handle pain when no one else can help you. The will of God will give you direction when you have nowhere and you don't know where to turn. The will of God is the greatest treasure that you can ever have in your life. You have two choices. I think my time is finished now. I got 5 minutes. We have two choices this morning. Deuteronomy tells us that I place before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life. And to choose life is to choose the will of God for my life. Which one will you choose this morning? You are not here just as a number. You were specially designed for this generation. There is space for you on the face of the earth for such a time as this. You were not designed simply to come and watch us talk from the pulpits. There is something special that God has deposited in your life. And that is called His will for your life. And His desire is that you may find it. Because as you find it, it is the thing that will bring light in darkness for those that are in darkness. When you find it, it will bring change and a difference to your generation. And whether you are old or you are young, or regardless of how old you are, God's desire is that you may choose between your will and the will of God. The question is, which one will you choose? Because choosing the will of God is choosing life. Choosing life. Lastly, as I close, we know the Bible says that it's Luke 2:49, as he gets to Gethsemane, the Bible says that Jesus was so sorrowful and weary, and he was in agony. And he was so heavy laden that the burden that he carried in his heart made him to fall down. The Bible says he fell down and he prayed so earnestly and intensely that his sweat was like the drops of blood. So heavy was the burden on his heart, because on his mind
and his eyes could see where you were, how lost you and I were, how much we were separated from God, how much the enemy had messed up our hearts. But in order for him to get to where we were and to bring us out of that darkness and out of that lostness, he had to go through the pain of the cross. He had to endure the pain. He had to wear the crown of thorns. And because it was going to be so painful and so alienating and separating that when he looked at it, it was so hard for him. And yet the Bible says he even cried and said, "Lord, if it is your will, please take away this cup from me." But then he says, "Lord, not my will, but your will be done." Even Jesus, the Son of God, discovered that there is nothing that is worth pursuing than the will of God. What is so important in our lives this morning that is worth, so much worth pursuing than the will of God? What are you pursuing? I encourage you, whatever you do, may the will of God for your life be your life pursuit. God bless you.